Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760 Colorado's. Oh, excuse me, honey. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I guess I'm like Sarah Palin interrupting John McCain. That was the cut of my drift. The back of the studio, they're like horrified. What is she doing? I'm interrupting a girl because Palin's been interrupting McCain all the time. It's like so funny. It's ridiculous. Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress is joining us as she does. MikeCheckRadio.org is her opus magnus. And we're going to talk about, I guess John Turk tells me, Christy Harvey, and welcome and thank you. Good to talk to you again, woman.
Hey, Aaron. I know it's been way too long. How are you?
It has. I'm swell. And you?
Fantastic. Me too. Lots of good stuff today too. I'm so excited.
It is so, we have so much to talk about, girlfriend. I don't know where we're going to start, but I'm tipped off by John Turk that you have that we're hard. I mean, I know that Sarah Palin's been interrupting John McCain. What is this Palin-McCain ticket? I mean, that girl's getting uppity too.
Oh, and did you hear that she's been calling him her running mate?
Yes!
Vice presidents, don't do that.
No.
You are running mate.
Yeah, it's like, don't you know the etiquette, you barbarian?
Well, I think that she's just, I mean, people are coming to droves to these rallies and then leaving once she's spoken. And so I think it's starting to maybe go to her head a little bit.
Perhaps. Now, a question, and it is mean of me to do this, but what is your favorite nickname for her? Because I have one, but I'm wondering what yours are.
I'm not sure. I really sort of liked the Sassy Barracuda one just because it was so visual.
But, I know. Some people are calling her Sarah Cuda, too.
Oh, okay, that's my new favorite then.
Well, my favorite is this one, which I can't credit. It's by a guy who's an artist in California. He sent me Mussolini.
Nice.
Nice. Now, I know we're supposed to root for women succeeding, and I do, but wouldn't it be highly sexist of us if we said we approved of her policies when we don't?
Well, that's the thing that really gets me the most, and I'm so glad you brought that up, because so many people, I'm in Delaware this week, and Delaware is a fairly red state. There's a lot of conservatives, especially down in the southern part of the state, and everyone is shocked, just shocked, that, you know, I'm a woman, and I'm not voting for the wonderful Sarah Palin, and I keep saying that that just doesn't make any sense, especially, but says that I am so stupid that I'm just going to vote for someone because of what they look like and not take into consideration any of their policies. For example, the one that got me, of course, this week was that she made rape victims pay for their own rape kits.
Rape victims pay for their own rape kits, and now is saying, I guess, in her latest incarnation of why Walt Monaghan was fired, was because he had the audacity to want to ask for federal funds from Washington to help out rape and incest victims, which, by the way, the highest rate in the nation for rape and incest is in Alaska.
Right, yes. And domestic abuse. It's also number one in domestic abuse.
Is it? Charming.
So get this straight, Aaron. Funds for rape victims, incest victims, and domestic abuse, bad. Funds for a tanning bed in your house, good.
But did she use public funds for a tanning bed? I don't think...
I think they were her own private funds.
I
but she did use public funds to redo her office with red-flocked wallpaper and velvet cushions and things like that.
Red-flocked wallpaper? Now I don't like her for another reason. What terrible taste. Ugh. Sounds like a bordello.
Exactly.
But apparently her bobblehead doll looks like a bordello, too.
No, but I there was a really great, I don't know if you saw it, but last weekend, Gloria Steinem had a really great piece in the L.A. Times.
Wonderful, and I have it to excerpt today. Yeah, but please talk about it, yes.
It was titled, Wrong Woman, Wrong Time.
Exactly.
And she took this on directly and said, you know, we can do, as women in the women's movement, more harm than good if we go and support a woman who is unqualified for a job just because she's a woman, because people will then set her up to fail. And she also is bad for the women's movement.
And I liked her line, Palin shares nothing but a chromosome with Hillary Clinton.
Exactly.
And with me too.
I do think that the more people get to know about Sarah Palin, the more people will start to understand. I hope that even though she is a woman, she doesn't always, she's not always the best choice for women. In fact, she's...
Well, and I'm proud of the Republicans. It only took them 24 years, but they finally decided that a woman could be a vice president. I think they deliberately picked one that can't, you know, really run anything. But then again, they seem to be experts at governing terribly. Before we segue into those stories that you highlighted today on MikeCheck.radio.org, I'd love to talk to you a little bit about this study. I'm fascinated. Unfortunately, I have not seen anything specifically about it, but is there a study now out that says we are actually hardwired to be Republicans or Democrats?
There is, and this was done by Rice University down in Texas. And they got a group of people together, and they did this big study, and they first asked you what your political beliefs were. And they figured out, who were Republicans, who were Democrats, who supported the Iraq War, who were more peaceful, et cetera, et cetera. And then they did a battery of stress tests. And it turns out, and they did things like flick cold water on you when you weren't expecting it, or showed you pictures of either a pretty flower or of a spider crawling on someone's face. And they tested your startle response, how deeply you were startled by the images or the water, and how long you were and you know, your gasp reflex, I guess. And people who were easily and deeply startled, and people who were more nervous and had a deeper startle reflex, were more likely to be Republicans. And they were more likely to be conservative.
Which is why they get scared when they see videos like the Hideous Obsession video that's being sent out in our newspapers.
Oh, yes. Ugh. Well, but it shows that they're scared by things that don't, that other people are not frightened or startled by, and so they may crave strong order. They may crave, the more conservative values.
Daddies or dominatrixes?
Exactly. whereas the people who were more liberal, more progressive, or Democrat, they were more relaxed, and they weren't as startled by photographs or loud sounds and things like that. So I just thought that was fascinating.
That is fascinating, and I want to see that article, and I can go to MikeCheckRadio.org and find it soon?
Absolutely. It's on the water cooler page.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. I haven't updated from early this morning yet. I'm sorry. Now, I was wondering, too, you sent a panoply of articles about, and you have them on the website, about all the different ways. You know, one of the things I think that's becoming clear with that article, especially that you highlighted for us, that McCain is really more of the same. He's conservative. And the other articles that seem to be appearing this week is one of the problems, and David Brooks has even written rather remarkably on it, that being a Republican apparently means you don't know how to govern. And I mean, some of the, you sent us the story about FEMA being as cold as ice, and that, you know, that they are actually saying that they can't deliver ice now. I mean, it's just, what?
Yeah, and it's just, this is a bad story. This is one that didn't get much play. There were, you know, people are very focused, of course, on the economy and things right now.
And should be.
But I think it's still important to highlight some of the other stories that are slipping through, not getting as much attention.
Oh, that's part of the reason you're here, Christy. Go ahead.
Exactly. This is what I do. And this one really got me yesterday. And, you know, you remember, Aaron, back during Katrina, FEMA got in trouble when they were trying to deliver ice down to the recovery sites because instead of sending it to Louisiana, they messed up and they accidentally sent it to Maine.
Maine
needs a lot of ice.
Right.
And then they ended up, they didn't distribute it. They couldn't figure out how to get it where it needed to go. So they stored it in warehouses and kept this ice around for 3 years, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to keep it. And it finally broke in the press. FEMA had egg all over its face. So in the normal world, when that kind of thing happens, you fix the problem. In government world, when that happens, you pass the buck. And so FEMA last year, very quietly, didn't tell anyone, but amended their bylaws, their rules, and said, you know what, from now on, ICE just isn't going to be our problem. We're no longer going to be doing the ICE thing.
Right. Forget how to handle it efficaciously or resolving a problem. No, we just won't do it anymore.
We're just out.
Yeah.
But they didn't really want this to be a big deal in the press, so they didn't tell anybody. And they didn't tell anyone until this April when hurricane season started.
Which, by the way, is when people need ICE the most, like, say, from April to September when it's hot.
Exactly. And, well, the other thing is, you know, ice isn't just so that you can make sure that your vodka tonic stays cold enough. I mean,
yeah.
the ice they need is, for example, to keep insulin cold.
I have a nephew with insulin who is a diabetic. This hit home with me hard.
Oh, absolutely. And baby formula also. And perishable foods. You know, the grocery stores, all of their food rots, and you have nothing to eat. So this is very important. So they sort of kind of told people back in April, and the states, especially states in the hurricane belt, started to panic and said, what do we do? And FEMA said, yeah, that's your problem, too. We're not going to tell you how we were
doing
it.
Never mind, you won't have electricity, enough generators to produce it. Never mind that hell doesn't freeze over, apparently, when Republican-run agencies are dumb. So there's no ice for you.
I know. So they just said, this is your fault. So Houston right now, as we know, and Texas in general is, was hit pretty hard by Ike, and Houston is about to run out of ice this week. And they said, you know, we don't have the capability, we don't have the infrastructure to do this. FEMA, help us. And FEMA said, that's not our deal anymore. No. So luckily, and this is very good news, they were able to appeal to Sam's Club. And Sam's Club said, oh my gosh, we've got some ice, we'll send a couple trucks down. And that is a fantastic news in this
good
instance,
for them.
This time.
Yeah.
But this is not, you can't just beg from different corporations and hope they come through for you.
No,
there needs to be
What's that about? You're not supposed to plan. That's your job. You're the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Come on.
It's like they said, we're just now FMA, or Federal Management Agency. We're taking the emergency out.
No emergencies here. We just don't acknowledge them. They don't exist. Banish it.
Well, it's kind of like when the McCain campaign said the way to fix the uninsured problem is we're not calling them uninsured anymore.
Right,
we're calling them something different.
They're just people who, through efforts of their own, being too stupid to make enough money to afford health insurance, they're insurance-less.
Well, they said everyone has access to an emergency room, so really there's no such thing as the uninsured.
Oh, right, because it costs so much, and it's helping our healthcare system so much to have people having crippling healthcare costs for, you know, a broken arm. That's great.
Right.
We're going to talk. We're going to go to a break coming up here shortly, Christy Harvey. But I also want to talk when we come back about the $15 billion of contracts that are failed and going strong at the only federal agency that they created during the Bush administration. And it's being run, how surprising, badly. 303-713. I think it was the only agency, but I'm sure you'll correct me if I'm wrong. Coming up, Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress. Coming up, more of her and MikeCheckRadio.org. Don't forget that. 8:19 it is in the morning. I'm Aaron Hart filling in on the J. Marvin Show. It's 303-713-7600. We'll be having open lines after Christy's segment. Coming up next, after we talk to Christy again, more of Christy, which we can always have more of. Coming up, 303-713-7600 on AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk. Time for traffic with John Turk. Hi, I'm Ira Hart on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. It's 8:23 in the morning. Good morning. It's 303-713-7600 to talk this morning. We're talking right now to Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress. She is one of the editors of MikeCheckRadio.org, and it's a fabulous, if you don't have it in your, you should put it on your favorites list right away because it's indispensable, fun articles, some that may slip through the cracks, like the FEMA one that we just talked about. Now, the other one that caught my eye that sort of hit me upside the head besides your wonderful quotes of the day, my personal favorite being Chuck Hagel, what, she's prepared to be vice president of the United States? That's
right.
A stretch,
right.
that she's got experience to be president of the United States, speaking of Sarah Palin. But, you know, this $15 billion of contracts failed and going strong. I read the whole article, actually, and it really is appalling. The Department of Homeland Security has been terrible in terms of doing products that are wasteful. I mean, remember that much-touted $1.5 billion Boeing program to secure our borders with electronic sensors? Shelved, over budget, late, technological problems. Oops.
Well, yeah, they had this new report that came out that just really showed, it's so striking to me, Aaron, too, because the Republicans' big mantra is smaller, more efficient government.
And they've done nothing but increase it and do it badly.
Exactly. They've spent so much more money than has been spent in previous administrations, and this Department of Homeland Security is overly large, bloated, And now it has crazy management problems because they have very few people to manage things, and they keep losing people. I think they've had an 80% turnover in their top management positions since it started, because people do a year and then go to the private sector, and it's been a huge problem. So there was a hearing this week in Congress about how DHS has $15 billion worth of failed projects. And the one you just mentioned, for example, we paid Boeing $1.5 billion, that's with a B, billion dollars, to have this virtual fence down on the border between the U.S. and Mexico, all these cameras. And A, the cameras didn't work when it rained.
Right.
So and they were outdoors. So.
You know, and you would think Boeing being in rain country, they might know how to develop that technology. Anyway, go ahead.
Exactly. The footage was too grainy to identify anyone, and the footage was on a lag, so if you did see someone illegally crossing, by the time you got there, you know, they were already, you know, midway through Massachusetts and
over working. The border, so, and working somewhere.
Exactly. Yeah. And so that was $1.5 billion, and there was very little oversight from the Department of Homeland Security to basically staunch the program when they first started to see it hemorrhaged this money and not work.
Well, and another $10 billion, as you note from that article, U.S. Visit, which tracks entry and exits of U.S. visitors at airports, border crossings, behind schedule, not managed well.
It's behind schedule, and there is absolutely no... The first thing you would say when you said, let's make a program to track who's crossing the borders is, let's make sure to have a process if you find someone who shouldn't be crossing to put them on a list or let everyone know. They forgot to do that part. So they're tracking who's
it
coming into the country. But when there's a problem, they just, I don't know, throw it in the air and say, whoops.
Well, I love the understatement of Scott Amy, a lawyer for Protected Government on Government Oversight, Project on Government Oversight, excuse me, who said DHS, Department of Homeland Security, is definitely not the poster child for good contracting or management.
Oh, it's crazy, and it's especially at a time, as you know, you and I have even talked about on this show before, so much is being contracted out.
Yep.
You know, the way that they're handling, the White House has handled the war and the IRS and all of their different programs isn't to fix within, but to say, just give that, pay somebody else to do this instead.
Private sector.
Private sector. And private sector, the purpose of private sector is to make a profit. That
right.
is why it exists.
Right.
And so they are frequently concerned with the bottom line and not with the quality or the effect, especially when they get no-bid contracts like some of these, where they don't have to equate the money they get with the product that they put out.
Apparently not.
And then you've got $15 billion. There was $351 million was for the Coast Guard. We had this program called Deep Water, and it was to build these specialized ships, and the ships didn't work, and so they said, okay, just throw them away. Get rid of those.
They're not even recycling? What's wrong with them? I mean, it's like...
We're done.
You just
okay,
feel like...
Fun.
Well, you know, here's what I want for our futures, Christy Harvey, and I want good, smart regulations. I want people who know how to run the government back in office. I really do. I'm happy to make less fun of them if they're good at their jobs and there's more efficacy in government, for goodness sakes.
My goodness, no, I think that you're on to something. Government that works.
Wow,
and
government that works. Hello, it's a slogan.
Government that works, and that's what Well, that's what Republicans have run on, and I think that's why the Republican brand is in so much trouble, because they keep saying what we need is smaller government, so let's kill all these projects or underfund them or farm them out to other people, and we see what's happened over the past 8 years of letting that happen. And so I think it's time for the grown-ups to come back in and say, how about instead we just make sure people do a good job? And
amen, sister. Amen, sister. Amen. Thank you so much, Christy Harvey. Have a great weekend, and thanks for joining us on the J. Marvin Show. I appreciate you coming aboard when I fill in as well.
Fantastic. Thanks, Erin. Great to talk to you as always.
Thanks. Same here. Same here. Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress. Check out her miccheckradio.org. It's fabulous. Really is. It makes me laugh every time I check it out. And in case you missed it, Fish Love Oil Rigs. That's McCain's new. I heard this on Keith Olbermann, too. It's like McCain was actually pushing the oil industry talking point. He said, and I saw fish. And you can see his audience sitting in the background going, what is he talking about? Fish swim around oil drilling rigs out in the ocean. It's great. It's like the fish are there. And somebody said, that's like saying that birds enjoy, that's like taking a picture of birds on a telephone wire and saying, you know, they love hanging out here. It's a resort to them. It's just, please, I'd rather they had natural reefs to swim on, John. 8:30 it is in the morning. I'm Aaron Hart filling in. Okay, it's just us from now on. We get to talk about everything we've been stored up and wanting to talk about. I've got Gloria Steinem's comments. I've got Eve Ensler's comments on Sarah Palin. I've got your comments on Sarah Palin. Planned Parenthood is taking your donations. We should credit it to the McCain campaign every time Sarah Palin opens her mouth. 303-713-7600. It's 8:30 in the morning on Friday, thank goodness it's Friday, September 19th, 2008. I'm Aaron Hart filling in for J. Marvin. Time for Colorado's Progressive Traffic with John Turk. Hi, this is Aaron Hart. Thanks to Theron back at the studio and John Turk, both of whom are controlling the show now. Thank you very much for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Barack Obama has released a new statement reiterating his principles, and I will weave those into our conversation today. But he says, given the gravity of the situation, he's going to meet with his advisors today, and based on conversations I've had with Secretary Hank Paulson, that would be Henry Paulson, and Chairman Ben Bernanke, I have asked my economic team to refrain from presenting a more detailed blueprint of how an immediate plan might be structured until the Treasury and Federal Reserve have had an opportunity to present their proposal. It is critical at this point that the markets and the public have confidence that their work will be unimpeded by partisan wrangling and that leaders in both parties work in concert to solve the problems at hand. See, what a classy man. What a wonderful man. You know, John McCain's running around blustering, I'm going to fire this guy, and you can't fire the head of the SEC. Okay, John? By the way, he's a fellow right-wing Republican, so you shouldn't be so mean to him since you probably helped support him when he was in Congress. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. It's just us for the rest of the show. I don't know about you, but I'm bursting at the seams to hear what you have to say and also contribute more of my own information as we weave through the rest of the show this morning. Kat in Longmont, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. It's a long time since I've talked to you.
Yes, but I remember you.
It's been a good week.
Yes, it has been a fun week, hasn't it?
It has been a really good week. It's been really interesting on a couple of levels.
Thank you. Last night,
very often I wake up in the middle of the night and I can't sleep, so I turn on Air America. And luckily down here in the Denver metro area, they'll replay Tom Hartman's show late at night. And yesterday Hartman had as his guest a state senator from Alaska, who is also, I believe he said, a member of the Justice Committee. And I may be wrong on that, but he is on a Justice Committee, either for the state of Alaska or for the federal government. But here's the big twist was all of those subpoenas that went out for Troopergate, well, the state attorney of Alaska has told all of those witnesses that they don't have to appear. Now, does this sound a little familiar? I mean, does Karl Rove come to mind, and does Josh Bolten come to mind? You know, you don't have to appear. You don't have to recognize a subpoena. And that, I can't think of the guy's name, someone who was working for the federal government and is now apparently working for the McCain campaign.
Oh, Callahan.
Callahan.
He's a big, mucky lawyer. See, Republicans don't like lawyers until they need him to screw with the Democratic process.
Exactly. And this guy is conducting daily press conferences, slamming anyone who wants to see the investigation of Troopergate continue.
He's even reversing what she herself asked for, which was an investigation by her own board, her own oversight board, which she controls. He's
right.
even trying to act like that was a travesty, and she asked for it.
And from what I've heard, that board was 10 Republicans and 14 Democrats, by the way. And reporters
I think it was Republican dominated, actually, so I think it was flipped. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, reporters up there are coming out and saying that they are being threatened with their jobs now because they are coming out with pieces that are not favorable to Ms. Palin.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Michael Isikoff has got a column on Newsweek magazine. He's been also on the Rachel Maddow show talking about this. And Mr., Chief Dude, or whatever she calls him.
Chief Dude, yeah.
Chief Dude, who should be home with the kids, as far as I'm concerned.
Somebody needs to be.
Do you remember when George Carlin did a routine on people, boys named Todd? I never trust guys named Todd.
Oh, Todd. Yeah. Yeah, right. Somebody needs to be home with those kids because she's clearly not.
Hello.
But I have one. I do have one question for you. I need to ask your advice. I sent you an email earlier this week about a site called Truth Fights Back. And this is a website where you can report smears. And there's one hilarious one in there on Bob Schaefer, by the way. On one of his smears against Mark Udall, when they finally picked it apart, their final analysis was, well, the only things that aren't lies in this ad are the commas and the periods, which is really funny. But what my boss yesterday, she lives in Greeley. She's the principal of the school where I teach. And she said she received in the mail a disgusting anti-Obama smear in the mail. And there's, you know, no return address. She has no idea who sent it.
Oh, gross.
And she wants to know, yeah, and I haven't seen it yet. She's
What is it like? Did she describe it?
She just said it was just gross.
Wow.
That was
okay.
Her word. And she's going to bring it in today so I can see it. My question is, where do we report this thing? Do we send it to the Attorney General? Or do we send it to Obama's people? They're probably
I would send it
aware.
To Obama's people. I would definitely send it to Obama's
okay.
people. I'm sure there is some kind of abuse in Truth in Advertising, some sort of thing that controls it, but I'm not sure exactly what that would be. Factcheck.org is a good place to see
right.
stuff too, because they're monitoring a lot of the lies in this campaign. And you know what, Kat? I'm a little concerned because I did not get that email, and I'm really good at responding to email.
Well, no, I send it to the Aaron at AaronHartShow.com.
That's what worries me.
Okay.
Yeah, send it again, would you? Because
yes.
And if you haven't gotten it,
And for the listeners, it's called TruthFightsBack.com.
TruthFightsBack.com.
Great. Yeah, and you can report any smear. They're covering anything from local state elections to the presidential campaign, and you can report any smear, any lie. And what they do is that they gather the names of the news agencies that are running those, and you can send them an email saying, stop, you know, airing these lies. Now, in truth, I don't expect our local TV channels down here to be the vetters of this stuff. But I do think that if television stations got enough letters from angry people saying, stop airing this ad, it is such a blatant lie. I mean, even, you know, national news organizations are calling this ad a lie. I think if enough people wrote to the TV stations, they would grow a pair and they would stand up and say, look, something has to change. You know, our job is to air these things. We have to air them equally. It's not our job to vet the veracity of these things, but somebody has to. I mean, something has got to change with these campaigns because it's quite frankly what drives a lot of the voters away.
Absolutely. I agree with you completely, Kat. Thank you. And
yeah.
Everybody send me an email who wants to at Erin@ErinHartShow.com. I want to make sure it works. I just sent myself one. But I want to make sure it's actually being forwarded to my other email account so that I can get it easily and quickly. Thank
right,
you so much. Thanks, Kat. I really appreciate it. And I will put you on the mailing list if you don't mind so you can know when I'm next appearing. So thank you so much. It's AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Chaplain Mary Murphy joins us now from Lakewood. Good morning, Chaplain. Nice to meet you.
Oh, thank you. This is so important that you brought up about this privatizing without giving the disabled veterans companies preference. We have a public law that they're supposed to give 3% of every, you know, to the disabled veterans firms, and they're not complying with that, Aaron.
What?
Yes. Oh, thank you for
bringing this up. Now, run
this
by me again. Does the disabled veterans get 3%?
Because we have an executive order from the president. We also have a public law that was passed. And if we're the low bidder, we get preference over any other contractor for 3% of all the contracts. And that's never been enforced, Erin.
Oh, that's awful. I wasn't aware that there was a law like that.
Oh, yes, please help us. Because, you know, one of the things we're doing, we're the first group to get the disabled veterans who are incarcerated who had a disability before they committed their felony, Erin. And we're training them to be business owners upon release. Won't that be wonderful?
Absolutely.
Because most of them have traumatic brain injuries, PTSD, that has not been treated by the Department of Defense.
I know, or by the Veterans Administration, because they're so stretched for dollars and everything else, and they've been mismanaged, too.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chaplain. I appreciate it. You know, by the way, I did just try Erin at erinhartshow.com, and it worked for me. That's E-R-I-N at erinhartshow.com. So just to let you know, it did work for me, but I also want to make sure it works for you. So just let me know, and thank you so much, because I want to make sure that it works. So you try it too. Just somebody send me a test email, if you don't mind, at erin@erinhartshow.com, so that I can make sure it works. Now it's 303-713-7600. I've got lots of stuff to talk to you about. It's just us for the rest of the show. So exciting. Laverne in Denver, welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am swell. You, Laverne?
I'm doing fine. I want to ask a question, and then I have something to say. I want to ask you a question. Do you think in any way that Obama will lose because of his race?
Oh, boy. I think there are people who are still racist in this country. I read an article that disturbed me a lot, and it's on my list of things to remind everybody about. This week, a reporter went to some swing districts in Pennsylvania, and one of the people that they spoke to said, it's not the Black House. I'm not, and people, you know, voted, sitting next to him, even Republicans who were planning to vote for McCain and tried to, you know, say, oh, that's terrible. Don't say things like that. Do I think there's still racism in America, Laverne? Do I think people, once they get into a voting booth or sit at their kitchen tables to vote by mail, will go, I don't know whether we're ready for this? I certainly hope we're more grown up than that. My hope is that young people, people like you and I, who aren't afraid of having an African-American man in the White House, that we turn out to vote in such record numbers that we overwhelm the racist jerk vote. You know, racist jerks like David Duke have been defeated in the past, even in the South. So I am certainly hopeful for America that that will happen.
Uh-huh.
But I also think that we cannot discount that there are people who are afraid.
Exactly.
And that they live their lives based on fear.
Exactly.
You know, we're all afraid of something, but you just got to walk through it and do what you got to do. And taking that advice myself on various areas.
I just feel that, you know, to go against him because of his race,
yeah,
instead of looking at him as a man, and because, you know, look at this mess we got in the White House. He's a white guy. And he has just gave up his country. I mean, he has lied to the people. He's still getting those guys killed out there, and for what? You know, they're getting killed because
Not even for about oil anymore, because apparently Iraq is making deals with the Chinese government to give them oil.
Exactly.
So, and before us. So, you know, if their idea was to get us a lot of oil, it doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense at all, because it apparently isn't going to work, because they're going to shop for the best deal they can get, and they probably don't want to give us a lot of their business these days.
And then I wanted to ask you, and then I'll get off.
Sure.
I wanted to ask you, did you see The View yesterday, where they had Obama on a box of waffles, and they had a turban on his head?
Yeah, I read that. I read that earlier this week.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, no, I do. It's like, yes, I do remember that they did that. I saw that earlier this week, and I've been meaning to mention it, Laverne, so I'm really glad you did.
Yeah.
And reminded me. Yes, there is something circulating around with a picture of Barack Obama with a turban on his head, looking like he's selling waffles, and it's going to get uglier before it gets better. Let's just, you know, make sure that we understand that this is really bad, that you cannot have this. You need to understand that this is, it just makes me crazy. It makes me sick to my stomach.
Well, it
is the way it works.
It looked bad for him, because you notice that none of the black votes are swinging to McCain anyway. He hasn't reached out to any minority, you know.
Well, did you see the convention? I've never seen such a sea of...
Yeah, well, did you hear when he went to Detroit?
Yeah.
And
in the GM factory, and they all started chanting Obama.
Yeah.
That made me laugh. His face was a study, wasn't it? It was a caution. His face was like looking like, oh my goodness, I have to get out of here now. And his wife was like, hurry up, John. You know, she was almost like she was visibly shoving him out the door. Get out before you blow up. Get out before you blow up. Get out before you blow up. I mean, that's me imposing, you know, balloons over their head, and that's not necessarily fair, but I'm a talk show host, so
well,
that's fine.
I mean, he has one of his advisors now that's going to try to go around and try to get, you know, some minority votes, which we know is not going to work, and it's a little too late to be trying to do that.
Well, but they're Latinos, and women are also key in this election, and people, you know, if you're afraid, call me up. I'm happy to dispel your fears. 303-713-7600. Thank you, Laverne. Thank you for calling. Yeah, waffles. But then there again, they're GM workers who are sitting in the back going, Obama 08, Obama 08 in the background, and it was like, whoa, McCain, a little embarrassed, are you? 303-713-7600. By the way, there's a new website suggestion circulating on the internet. One of the features I'm going to do when I have my own show again regularly is to sit and do it, you know, what's on the internet? Well, what's currently on the internet is being sent around is if you, when you're thinking about Sarah Palin and you're chilled in your heart, just make a small donation, big donation to Planned Parenthood in Sarah Palin's name. When you this is the good part. When you make the donation, they'll send her a card telling her that the donation has been made in her honor. So use the address for McCain for President, which is 1235 South Clark Street, first floor, Arlington, Virginia, 22202. That's once again, and I will put that on my website later on in the listeners forum, along with thank you very much, Roger. He sent me some links on how you verify your vote in Colorado. I'll add how you vote in Washington. I'll try to do it all this afternoon, but it might be Monday morning before it's all there. And by the way, I still haven't gotten a message from anybody but me at Erin, E-R-I-N, at E-R-I-N-H-A-R-T, show at show.com. So just, you know, or send me an instant message, because John forwards those to me too, from the wonderful am760.net website. So, and check that out too, because there's all kinds of wonderful information on that website too. 303-713-7600, not to mention podcasts. So if you missed anything this week, you can go back and see it again. Now, Obama has regained momentum in this tight race, but that's not to say it ain't over until, I'm trying to think of a fat lady. Roseanne Barr sings, although she's a little slimmer than she used to be. Thank you, John Turkey whispered that in my ear. I'm like,
oh, don't blame that on me.
Fat woman.
It wasn't me. It was Thera.
Thanks.
I'm
Thera.
Just kidding. I'm kidding.
Okay, now let's blame the new guy, right?
Yeah, right.
That's a nice form of hazing. Just as long as we don't have to light his butt on fire like they were doing to the baseball players yesterday. Although somebody set my copy on fire when I was first in radio. I was in a sound booth, and I'm starting to read my copy very studiously because I tend to be, you know, funny but serious while I'm working. So I'm sitting there, and I'm reading, and I'm intent on the copy. And this was when I was doing some news, and I was reading it, and this guy leaned into the studio, opened the door, and I'm like trying to keep my concentration, and he lights the bottom of my copy on fire. So I had to speed up my raid and get out of there before it burned me. I made it. 303-713-7600. I even forget who that is. I probably blanked it mercifully from my memory. 852 it is. I'm Erin Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. 303-713-7600. Hazing sucks. 303-713-7600. I'm Erin Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. It's just us for the rest of the show. It's 8:52 in the morning, time for Colorado's Progressive Traffic with John Turk. Hi, this is Erin Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm trying to track who did the waffle ad about Obama. There's a lot of Google stuff about it. I'll try to figure that out when I have a chance to look at it over the break. It's 303-713-7600. There's Conservatives for Obama. There's duplistic kinds of things going on from a voter perspective. There's also a perspective thing going around on the internet. So, and I also want to quote some of Eve Ensler's fine piece about Sarah Palin, all coming up in the next hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Vivian in Denver, welcome and thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Erin.
Yes, good morning. We have to be quick.
You've been doing a good job, girl.
Thank you, friend.
You've been doing a good job all week. I have a question.
Quickly, we've got 30 seconds.
Okay. Do you notice that McCain's wife and Plain's husband are always with him and never campaigning on the side like Mrs. Obama and Mrs. Biden?
Do they
not trust these people or... what goes on here?
I don't know. I would say not trust. I would say not trust. I'm sorry to talk over you, but I'm plumb out of time. Thank you, Vivian.
Okay.
I'm Erin Hart.
All
this is AM 760 Progressive Talk. Coming up.